Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Share. Welcome back. I hope you've had a great week last week, and of course, we're wishing you many more good weeks to come. For the people listening into the show today, and also to all other shows that we've had in the past, the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, we want you to know that we are on your side. This show is for people. It's for individuals. It's not meant to create a momentum in the world, or it's not meant to change the world. We are just interested in individuals. We're interested in you. Just like if there is a physical trainer and he goes coaching people. He's not trying to create a whole world of healthy people. He's trying to help that one person who comes to him, that one starfish. So we're interested in that one starfish. You've heard the story, and I think I've said it here before. If not quite in the exact same way that it was originally produced, about this little boy who was trying to save a starfish on the beach, and his father said, "What about all the other starfishes?" So his father says, "I don't think you can save them all." And little boy says, "But it does matter to this one starfish." So the same way, and that's the approach that our show takes. We care about that one starfish, about that one person who could be listening and who's hoping to get something that can help shift his or her life. We're not interested in changing a whole country or continent or world. And in fact, many of the things that we say to people, about being proud of your ethnicity, about being proud of where you come from, of your country, etc. It's not that we're trying to change this in everybody's mind across the world. We're not trying to create a wave, or we're not trying to create a momentum of change. We just want to help that one person who could understand this and apply it to himself or herself or her family. It's not meant for the masses. It's not meant to create worldwide change. Because honestly, you cannot control everybody in the world, but you can definitely help the one person who comes to you. And if you are that one person, then we want you to know that the show is for you and for you alone. And that's all we're interested in, is to make a difference in your life, in that one person's life. And so, if there are political parties listening and they want to take things from my show and then try to apply this to the whole world so that they can win an election, well, best of luck to you, but it's not meant to win elections. It's meant only to help that one person who could be listening, each individual who's listening, and it's meant for that one person, for each individual. And good fortune is extended to people who want it for themselves. So when people come here and they say, okay, you know what? Let me see if I can get something out of this, anything out of this. Then we're saying that, well, you did seek out good fortune, and why can't good fortune seek you out? So for the people who seek out good fortune seeks them back out. And why is that? Because it's just like when they say God, correct? When you take one step towards God, he takes 10 steps towards you. And you must have heard of this in whatever way that each religion or tradition says this. specifically. But the gist is that if you take one step towards God, he takes 10 steps towards you. So it's that one step, it's that effort of seeking God. And what is God but good fortune? Good fortune is God. God is good fortune. Joyful manifestation is God, and God is joyful manifestation. And this is not religion. This is just knowing that the creator of everything, the all, is good fortune himself slash herself slash itself. And so, what does God know except to give joy, except to create, except to give abundance? Because that's all God knows. Like, God knows. Like, literally, that's what God knows. God knows about abundance. And here we're saying God, not as an individual only, but also as a creator of it all and the all itself. So some people take God as an individual, some people take God as the all, as everything. Ultimately, God is pure consciousness manifesting himself slash herself slash itself as material in different forms. And that's why you have ancient traditions which worship God in the form that they prefer. Like sometimes it's God of strength, God of courage, God of wealth, God of beauty, God of food, abundant food, God of the sun god, that which provides light and fire, God, the rain god, that which provides rain. And all of these forces work together, all part of the all, the everything. And so when one takes a step and seeks out this source of everything, then source seeks this individual out. No matter what country, no matter what religion, no matter who you are, what you are, where you come from, right? So basically, the seeker is also the sought. The seeker is also the sought. The seeker seeks God out, or good fortune, or joyful manifestation. And good fortune, joyful manifestation, God seeks out the seeker. Hence, the seeker becomes the sought, the one sought after. So you don't have to worry that, oh my God, I'm going to keep seeking and seeking and not finding. If that's a worry, you need to put it aside because the seeker becomes the sought after. The one that is sought after. The one that is sought. The seeker becomes the sought. So it's not that you keep seeking, seeking, seeking and not finding, but you actually become the one that good fortune seeks. How's that? Amazing, right? It's a very simple thing. The seeker becomes the sought. However the English is, don't worry about it. Just the meaning of it. The seeker becomes the sought. So good fortune seeks the one that seeks good fortune. The seeker does not have to keep seeking because good fortune starts to seek the seeker. And why is that? Because good fortune wants an outlet. Good fortune wants an outlet so that it can flow through that outlet. Just like water, if it is stored in a huge tank, the water supply tank that contains water for the town or parts of a town. And it contains all of this water, but The water needs to flow to the individual houses. It needs to flow to individual houses. And that is exactly what good fortune is. It's stored in a tank and it needs to flow to individuals who want that supply of good fortune. So when a person seeks out good fortune starts to seek them out because it needs an outlet. It wants an outlet. It needs to flow. And it needs good people to flow through. Volunteers, anybody out there? Audience, wave your hands. I can't see you though, but wave your hand. Hey, you know what? Choose me. I'm seeking you, good fortune. Choose me to flow through. And trust me when I say this. Even if you run away from good fortune, then it's going to still chase you. It's going to appear on every street corner and stare you in the face like, what? You're here already? Yeah, I'm here. I'm seeking you out. I choose you to flow through. So water needs an outlet. Otherwise, it just gets stored in the tank. It gets stored in the tank, but it needs outlets, right? That it can flow through. And just like the dam that stores water, then they open the dam. And then, is it dam shutters or dam doors? I don't know what it is, the term. But they open up valves or whatever it is, and water starts to flow. And why are we talking about this today? Because we want you to choose to have good fortune flow through you, become an instrument. When I do soulmate manifestation, there are some people who are chosen to be ideal couples. Ideal couples. So it's not that every relationship has to be in trouble and we're trying to fix things. No, there are some couples that are chosen to be ideal couples. And they hold the light for everybody else. This world is still under the control of God. It still is. It's not out of his control. Her. It. Whatever is the term. It's not out of control. It's all within control. And God decides, basically, what he wants to see happen. And so there are certain couples who are chosen to be ideal couples representing what a couple should be. And then others can seek to be that. And then if you want to be an ideal couple, I'm not saying that an ideal couple can't have an argument. That's not the purpose of what I'm saying. But they're what God would think as the ideal flame of love. And they would represent and they would hold for everybody else to see, to look at, and to be able to visualize what it would be to be like that. So, going to recent events, the election in UK, the Labour Party won because they advocated change. What kind of change? We don't really know what's going to happen. There was, and I think I've spoken about this in the last show or the show before that, a kind of feeling where people are not able to appreciate people who are privileged. And so the main thing is, oh, the current prime minister is too privileged, let's vote him out. And what is he going to do for us? He's too privileged. He doesn't understand the issues of the common man. And so they went ahead and, they voted somebody in who had issues, who has gone through issues. But does he know how to fix things? Why would people vote out people who are privileged? Again, I'm not going by what he can do or what he can't do, whether he's a good prime minister, whether he's not a good prime minister. We're not going into that whole discussion. We're not going into whether, it's good for him to be out or if it was better for him to be prime minister. I'm not here to save United Kingdom. I'm not here to save UK, Great Britain. But to see, no, to hear people talking about how privileged he is, he thought that not having Sky TV was a kind of an issue to have in life. Well, they asked him, was there anything that he went without? And maybe he should have thought of a better answer, knowing the people that are listening. But I think it's mostly a joke in the sense that it was just humor, not really him saying that, oh, I didn't have Sky TV, hence I also know what it is to go without. But people blew it up. People say things, when they're asked or when they're put on the spot. But people blew it up and it became a fight against haves and have-nots. And so they voted out somebody who has. Fine, that's their karma. Whatever it is the country has to go through, it will go through. Again, I'm not saying if what they did was right or wrong, but to come from the mindset of not having, and then trying to bring in change. So Starmer, who became the prime minister, I think, now, has a book out called Change. And so then you flash a book out called Change to people, and then everybody goes, ooh, we're going to have change. And they vote in somebody. So, of course, and voting out the privilege. And that is a big kind of a wave momentum happening in the UK where people who are royal or people who are privileged are being pushed to the side. And again, we're not going back into history, what they did not do against people. But what I'm saying is for the people listening here, and I honestly care about you and just about you. Don't get into a fight of the have versus have-nots. Don't go against people who are privileged. Don't do that because then what happens is if you're going by good fortune and joyful manifestation principles, when a person takes a stand of not having and then goes against those who have, already that person is saying and affirming to the universe, I don't have. And everybody knows in the law of attraction and manifestation principles, the words I am, especially in capitals, right? I space capital A, capital M. I am. What is I am? But basically stating who we are, where we are, who we are, and where we are in life. Who are we? I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am lovely. I am fortunate. I am good. I am lucky. I am rich. I am wealthy. I am loved. So when somebody takes a stance and says, I am part of the have-nots, and I am identifying with the have-nots, and I am poor. I am, oh my God, I don't even want to say some of the things that people identify themselves with negatively. It's, I just stop myself. I'm not even able to say more than this, but I think you got the gist of what I'm trying to say. And we're going to cancel all of those statements that we made, the negative statements that we just made. After we went through the whole bunch of I am good, I am fortunate, I am lucky, I am wealthy, I am fine, I am beautiful, I am gorgeous, I am wonderful, I am fortunate. So when somebody takes I and am, and then they put something after that, they're identifying themselves with that. And when one says, I am against the privileged, because I am not privileged, what happens? And it's not me who invented I am. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody knows about the power of the I am. And again, we cancel the last statements that we made, which were negative. We cancel it. But it's to explain to people here who are listening, we're not trying to create change in the world. I just want to help that one starfish who could be listening, who could be saying things after the words I am that are not beneficial. Because you control yourself, you control your riches, you control what happens to you, and you control that just by saying, I am. And whatever you say after the words, I am, is what you're stating about yourself. So, fictitious Jane, let's take her. If she says, I am beautiful, she's making a statement of herself being beautiful. I am wonderful. I am wealthy. I am lucky. I am fortunate. Then she's identifying herself with the quote unquote haves, HAVES. But when she starts to put negative words after the I am, then she's identifying herself with the quote unquote have nots. And everybody is creating their good fortune in that way. And once that starts to happen, let's say a person uses positive words after the first two words, I am, to identify who he or she is and what she is in the world, what she is, what she is vibrating, what is the vibrations that she gives out by virtue of who she is. Let's say she uses positive words. Then good fortune flows to this person, making his or her affirmations true. And if this person is seeking out good fortune, whether or not they already have it, but they want more of it, or they don't have it, but they want it, as they seek, good fortune seeks them and flows through them. So literally, they become a beacon of light, like a lighthouse. Lighthouses were constructed on rocks to bring safely to shore sailors, ships and sailors. And so a light, a beacon of light, indicates good things. And that's why on churches sometimes you have churches which have a little lighthouse constructed next to them or painted on them. They're supposed to be beacons of light. And we include all places of worship when we say this, temples, churches, beacons of light that bring people back to God, bring the people who have strayed away to God. And now you're not going into the politics of churches. Oh, are churches good for people? Churches are not good for people. Let's just say that a real church is supposed to bring people back home to God. We're not talking of the political aspects of what people did with that. We're talking about the actual original intention, and that is to bring people to God. And what is God? God is source, God is good fortune. God need not be an individual. So for people who don't want to believe God to be an individual, but as a power, as a source, a supplier of it all. And never feel that any work that you do to bring positive energy to you is wasted. It's not wasted because everything is a step that we take, and if you've already climbed 10 steps, and let's say the starfish or fictitious Jane, she forgot to continue with her good fortune, joyful manifestation work, positive energy work. And let's say she forgot for some time and she got lost a little bit in the negativity. She can come back. She can come back and, okay, maybe she fell back 3 or 4 steps. But all of the work that she did before is stored for her. It's stored for her. It's not gone. It's just that good fortune is waiting for somebody to catch up with it again and say, you know, good fortune, I'm back here. Here I am. Please come to me and let's work together. And a person would not lose any of the work that he has already put in before. It will be stored for him. Now, I'm not advocating that somebody takes a big, huge break and goes away and indulges in negativity and then comes back to it, you know, thinking that, oh, it's going to be waiting for me anyway. But you would have lost all that time, right, in building up those steps to good fortune. All of that wasted time. So I'm not advocating that somebody takes a huge break from good fortune. I mean, it's kind of a little funny, right? But I'm saying that even for those who already have lost their way into negativity, if you've come back, then all of the work that you've already done is stored for you karmically. It's already stored for you. It's there. You're not going to lose it. A very simple example is of a person who learns how to ride a horse and to ride horses. And for some reason, he forgets, maybe in his childhood or in his early teens, he's learned and he's really good at it, or medium good at it, average. And then he gets distracted into his studies and life and job and career. And he forgets completely. And maybe he ends up living in New York City and has to take the subway everywhere, or has to walk. And he forgets all of this. He's completely distracted for many years. But then suddenly something reminds him and He says, you know what? I'm going horseback riding. He's going to remember all of the work that he's done is stored somewhere, whether in space, whether in his brain, whether in his cells, it doesn't matter, or all of them. But it's going to be stored. A couple of hiccups, he's going to be back riding beautifully again. Just a little bit, maybe, of endeavor, a little bit of practice. Some people just take off, just like riding a cycle. You know, a lot of people ride bikes and cycles when you're very small, and then they forget. Even roller skating. I remember roller skating when I was very small. I would, this is huge slope, and I would go on top of a slope and then roller skate all the way down, and I would just let the momentum take me, and then it would bring me to a natural stop, like a huge slope. And you know, for a kid, that's seems really, really high. It still is high, actually. But I used to do that. After that, have I gone roller skating? No, I've not. I moved on to other things. But for sure, if you put on those skates, you're going to remember. You're going to remember. Or did I actually a few years ago? I'm not really sure. But just like riding a bike, riding, going roller skating, all of these things, people remember. And so if somebody has gone down the path of negativity, don't worry. Your work, your good karma is stored. And you can get back on the horse easily and take off again. And go in the direction of good fortune. My earnest advice, do not identify with the have-nots. And identify with the haves. This show is not trying to be politically correct, for sure. I'm not trying to be politically correct. Even when I speak, there's no guarantee someone's not going to be offended, somebody who still identifies with the have-nots. And like, oh my God, what's wrong with the have-nots? It's not that they're not good people. We're not saying that the haves are good and the have-nots are not good. We're saying that you're here because you want to improve your money line, you want to improve your love line, you want to improve so many things, and you want to go ahead. And so when you want to improve your money line, it means you want to have. It doesn't mean that fictitious Jane doesn't, okay, what do I say? It's not that fictitious Jane wants to not have. If she's seeking money, it's because she wants to have. If she's seeking love, because she wants to have. She cannot identify with the have-nots. She just can't. It's not going to work for her if she does that. Because when somebody identifies with the have-nots, then they take a stance. They take a stance. There's a kind of a pride. I call it false pride associated with not having. And they take a stance in this pride. And when they take a stance, they become against something else. And what do people normally become against? They become against the opposite. They become against the opposite of the stance that they have taken. By virtue of taking a stance, we become opposed to the opposite. So you know of the polarities and the plus and the minus. And even the grandfather clock, is it the grandfather clock with a pendulum? Well, any clock that has a pendulum and that is going left to right to left. These are two opposite polarities. And in the energy manifestation world, metaphysical world, the polarities are the extreme opposites of a situation. So haves on one side, have-nots on the other. And whenever one takes a stance, one becomes opposed to the opposite. And then one puts up a block, a wall. And even if good wants to flow to them, it can't. Because one has identified oneself with a particular side and has naturally become instinctively, naturally, organically become opposed to the opposite of whatever one chooses to represent. And in that itself is the I am statement. I am part of the have-nots. Instead of, I am part of the haves. And this is for individuals listening over here. This is not meant for the whole world, unless the whole world chooses to listen. But it's not meant to create any momentum or mass movement of haves against have-nots and have-nots against haves. It's not meant to do that. And so if anybody takes this and then takes this and politically uses this, then you're just creating more barriers amongst people. So I would say don't do that. It's my earnest request. This is just meant, these shows are meant to help the individuals who are listening so that fictitious Jane can know where she is in life. What is it that she is, what corner is she putting herself into? And then she navigates so she can get herself out of any negative situation that she is in. It's not meant to be politically used. And this is very much for each individual. And each individual here can choose what I am statement he or she wants to make with regards to herself. So, you know how some people say, I love fishes. I am vegan. What does it mean? I am vegan. It's a declaration of a person's food choices and how a person identifies with eating only vegan products. I am vegetarian. I am vegetarian means that I don't eat animal products except milk products. Except milk. So it basically says I eat milk products also and forms of milk products. I am, and this is another category, egetarian. I hope I use the right word. I am egetarian means I also eat eggs, but I do not eat other meat products. So, do you see that when somebody says, I am vegan, I am vegetarian, I am egetarian? They're not saying I am vegetarian, but I don't eat milk products also. No, it's too complex, right? I am vegetarian, but I do not eat milk products also. Excuse the sentence formation. So people don't say that I'm vegetarian and I also don't eat milk products. No, they go. They cut it short and they say, I am vegan. And in making that statement, I am vegan, they speak about who they are, what they eat. They don't need to say, I'm vegetarian, but I also don't eat milk products. And people who are egetarians are not going to say that I am vegetarian, but I also eat eggs. They'd rather say I'm vegetarian. Or if a person is vegetarian, he's not going to say that I am vegetarian and I also don't eat eggs. They just say I am vegetarian. So everybody who says I am and they add something after that are making a declaration of who they are. And then automatically, the energies that are supposed to support in space, these energies flow to this person because this person makes an I am statement, and the natural life-giving supporting energies that support these people or that have been created for the use of these people flows to these people. So whenever somebody says, I am something, dash, 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 the energies that are meant to support the survival of this set of people will flow to these people. So in space or wherever, they have energies that are supposed to support each type or category of people. Energies that correspond to those people, to that category. And these energies are supposed to flow to them to help them with their manifestation, with their life manifestation. And if you think about it, what is life? What is life? I mean, oh, I'm living my life. What are you doing? Living your life? You're manifesting all the time. Everybody is manifesting all the time. There is a huge, huge industry of manifestation going on here on Earth. If you think of Earth as a factory, it's a manifestation factory. When people are living their lives, they're manifesting their lives. They're manifesting each tiny detail. And depending on the category of people that you belong to, the energies that exist to support that particular category flows to that person. So let me give you a really bad example over here. And actually, it's a good example, but it's negative. So, but it's not going to frighten anybody. So let's say somebody is a thief, or worse, the energies that support that thief, that enables the work of the thief to happen, is going to flow to that person. And this energy, so there will be energies that support the person's work of being a thief. And then other energies that are going to get in the way of this person are also going to go after this person, like the police, the law, all of these things. But what I'm saying is everything that falls within the vibration of being a thief flows to this person. So, if somebody wants to be a martyr, then everything that flows to somebody like that is going to flow and help manifest that person's day-to-day life. Everything that flows to a person who wants to be a priest is going to flow to that person. And so on and so forth with artists, singers, actors, actresses, politicians. Everything associated with that category is going to flow to the person. And so when a person says, I am, they are declaring who they are to the universe, and the universe arranges energies flow to this person that is associated with this person's category of work and beingness. Beingness. And a person who associates themselves with a category that they don't want energies of that category flowing to them has to disassociate himself, herself from that category and affirm the category that a person belongs to. This world does have categories of people. It's just how it is. I mean, you're not going to be able to change it. I'm not going to be able to change it. This is created by people for the purpose of whatever it is that they want to experience. So, yes, there are categories of thieves. There's a category of people who are in that type of work. There's a category of people who are in the line of painting and artwork. And you will see that the person, the more he gets into his work, he will have people associated with that approach him. Yes, so if you are a dancer, you're going to have people associated with that approach you. It could be talent agents, it could be audience people, fans for your signature. It could be so many people who are associated with the category that you identify with. And so when you say, I am a dancer, I am a singer, I am a lover, I am a wife. A big difference between being a wife and a lover. Because a wife category can include lover, but the lover category does not necessarily include being a wife or a husband. A singer, if you further identify and you say, I am a good singer, I am a great singer, I am a popular singer, I am a sought out, well sought out, I am a well sought out and appreciated, talented singer. So you can put in those words that are going to further add to the category that you're in. So a person can be a singer, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's a great singer. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's a well sought out singer. But if any adds to these words in the I am, and then whatever it is that you want to see happen, whatever it is that you want to represent, whatever category you want to be associated with, you put that in. And then you will be further specifying, further clarifying. I think the word clarify is a great word to use here, correct? Clarifying who you are. And so then you put those words in. And you can be as descriptive as you want to. I am a beautiful, talented, well sought out actress. I am a beautiful, talented, well sought out Hollywood actress. And you can put in all of these words and you can clarify this to the extent that you have your category there. You have your category. And then the energies that are existing in space, which are relevant to that category, will flow to this person supporting his or her work, his or her life, family life, relationships, his or her beingness. And today, if you've taken anything from this, it is to be very clear, clarify who you are to the universe so that there's no misunderstanding. It's not that somebody identifies with the have-nots and then wants to be part of the haves. That's kind of a conflicted message, correct? Because let's look at it this way. What is more powerful, your desire or your statement of who you are? So let's say somebody says, I am, oh my God, I don't even want to say this because it's so negative. Let's say fictitious Jane says, I am, and she puts a negative word there. But she wants exactly the opposite. What's going to happen? Her declaration of who she is or what she wants? Isn't that rather conflicted? Oh, I want to be rich, but I identify with the poor. That's a conflict. And what is more powerful, the I am statement or the desire? Ultimately, what we are vibrating into space is what is going to come to us. That's just how it is. And that is what the law of attraction is about. And that's why all the teachings of The Secret, What the Bleep Do We Know, the movie, all of these teachings have come to help people. Because when people spoke about karma in the past, you know, you reap what you sow, it was basic. And it only attributed to actions. But there's also the thing about what we're vibing. What are we vibrating? What is the energy that we're giving out? And you know what? We are at the end of a show. And we need to be signing off soon. This is Sugandhi Iyer. I would advocate you subscribing to these shows and be part of the haves and get the book Joyful Manifestation. It is the book Joyful Manifestation by Sugandhi Iyer. It's on Amazon and other such online places. And we want you to do your I am statements and declare who you are. And we also want to invite you to our show next week, next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For the Joyful Manifestation Show, we want to invite you, want to wish you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show. Thank you and have a great rest of the day.